Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 85 of the Big Boo Cast. Melanie and I are so happy that you're with us this week. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you a few quick things about how you can connect with us on social media. And you may think, I connect with you just fine right here, the podcast. It's all I need. I don't need more than this. Well, just in case, this is a reminder that you can find Melanie on Twitter at twitter.com/BigMama. And then you can find her on Instagram at Melanie Shankle. You can find me on Twitter at Boo Mama and on Instagram at BooMama205. We each have individual Facebook pages and we have a Big Boo Cast Facebook page at facebook.com/TheBigBooCast. Imagine that. It's so catchy. I know. It's just a good place for us to post about the podcast when we have new episodes. Our Facebook people are always the first ones to know. And then also just if you have questions or comments or anything like that, that's a great place to leave them because it's easy for us to see them there. So find us on the social media. You can always find us at our blogs, boomama.net or thebigmamablog.com, and find us on Facebook. Here we go with episode 85. We're awfully glad you're here. We will probably talk a little bit about football. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I am really pleased to tell you that I have my microphone on this week. Apparently, for like the last four or five podcasts, my microphone has not been on.
You're kidding. Has that been the problem?
That's been the problem. I mean, like last time.
How did you figure that out?
Well, last time, when I was doing the edits, I thought, gosh, I sound so far away. Mm-hmm. And so I got on the internet and I googled like my kind of microphone and it sounds far away, all this kind of stuff, and
yeah,
couldn't find a solution. And I was like, well, maybe I'm gonna have to get a new microphone. Anyway, I plugged it in the other day and was kind of trying to mess around with it, and lo and behold, where you have to select a device for sound input, I had not selected anything.
Oh, well,
and for some reason my computer, every time I close it, I have now learned it takes the selection away. So like even just now when I got on Skype, I had to go back in and reselect this microphone. So I don't know why it has not been doing that, but it's not automatically picking it up.
Oh, okay. Well, that usually, sometimes people say the first thing, you know, that was one time I thought that our refrigerator was broken and I was just sick, and turns out it had just come unplugged.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I had not selected it. And so, anyway, I don't know. I feel like it's a whole new day, apparently, well, just by selecting the microphone.
We're so glad to be able to hear you again.
Thank you. You know, I apparently had just been talking real loud into my computer, which I feel like is pretty indicative. My technology strategy anyway, but I was essentially like a 104-year-old woman who was just, is this thing on? I can't tell. Where do I talk?
I don't know. I laugh because the other day I was telling somebody about the podcast and I said, and they were asking me something. I said, oh, no, I don't know anything about the technical side of it. I said, I just plug in my microphone and talk. Sophie does all the technical stuff. So I think it's telling that you're our tech guru. And your microphone has not been on.
Yeah. So I edit the whole thing, and yet I have not had my own sound worked out. Yeah. So here on episode 85.
Listen, that's why I said, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Because I will say that Mississippi State appeared to eventually come up with a plan. But I felt like the whole first quarter of that A&M Mississippi State game, this feels so reminiscent of our personalities.
It really was.
Plan or to necessarily want anything to happen, just kind of like whatever comes their way, they'll take an opportunity and see if something will work out. But I felt like the first quarter was like all the coaches had said, maybe okay.
Yeah, easy come, easy go. I don't know. Maybe we'll score.
Who cares?
I don't know. Whatever. It was such a state A&M game, that first quarter especially, because it was just, we're just going to get out of here. We're just sort of going to mess around a little bit. We're going to see if we can catch some things. But not necessarily going to be like super intentional about, and I'm sure they were trying to be intentional. I'll tell myself that, but yeah. It was very indicative. I felt like of what our two yeah. schools can do sometimes.
It did not feel like it. And I got real, I laughed at Ellie because she was at the game. And she said, I don't know if it's because our seats were so high. And she said, or if it's just now they've got this DJ at Caulfield and the whole thing. She goes, but I just felt so removed from that whole game. Like I really wasn't into it at all. And I said, I'm going to be honest. I don't think that was Caulfield. I said, I don't think that's the problem. I mean, because I said, I was watching it on my TV and I have never felt so, I mean, like middle of fourth quarter, I was like, and I'm done. Like, thank you very much for playing. I knew those uniforms though. I felt bad about those from the beginning. You had texted me that day and you said, I have a bad feeling about this game.
Like I think
it's going to be, you felt really bad about Mississippi State. But I felt like later as the game went on, clearly what you were feeling for me is when people are so close that you feel the other person's pain.
Yeah. You said it was like twins. It was like yeah. when twins feel each other's pain, that I had just mm-hmm. felt your pain in advance.
Yeah.
In some
you would
way.
Take it on. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I had really all day long, I was like, I'm not even, and I wasn't, let me specify, I was not, or clarify, I was not worried about it because I was so confident A&M would win. I just really had been busy, and so I just really hadn't thought about it all day. You mm-hmm. know, like I'd been in Houston, I'd had a book signing, I'd driven home, and I was like, "Hey, we're going to watch the game tonight, whatever." And then you texted and you said you had this foreboding feeling
I
that
did.
It was going to be terrible, and a black cat had gone across your path, and all that.
Not that I'm superstitious, I just pay attention. Is all I'm
but
saying.
You're a little stitious, is what you're saying.
When I had such a weird feeling about that game, and then the black cat ran across the road, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. all right, I'm not superstitious, but I'm attentive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I noted is what I thought.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, I don't know. The Aggies, you know, that's our third season in a row to lose the week after we've had a bye week.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I
don't know what does it all mean? I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
Don't give us a week off. Maybe don't give us a week off is what I'm saying.
Just but play on through the season.
Yeah, just keep on going.
Well, so, you did have a little bit of redemption, though, because you went straight. Well, you had the World Series. And I
that's
feel
right.
like it was, I feel like that was really like it's lifted you up in some ways that you needed. Because you did, in fact, the night of the state A&M game, text me a gif of a train going across tracks that exploded, and then the train fell into the water below.
Yes. So that was a live look at Aggie football right there.
Yeah.
Live look.
So I feel like you had a little bit of a turnaround with the World Series and with the Astros.
I did. It was good because I did feel like a lot of my sports angst was channeled towards the Astros. And it was funny to me because I grew up going to Astros games with my daddy and the Astrodome and the whole deal, you know, like, so I have such fond memories of the Astros. I will be the first to say I'm not going to be a bandwagoner to the extent that, like, in recent years, I have not been to a lot of Astros games.
Mm-hmm.
Gully and I took the kids a couple of years ago and all that stuff. Because I just, by and large, I don't really follow pro sports that much.
Right, same.
But if there was any professional team that I was really going to get behind,
mm-hmm.
it would be the Astros. So just because I have so many memories of, like, my grandparents listening to them in the kitchen, like, on their transistor radio. And, like, my daddy was always such a big Astros fan. And so, and the city of Houston has just been through so much, and it just felt so redemptive to, like, get to see them, like, have this huge celebratory, like, exciting thing. And so I was real worked up. I'm trying to think what night's game it was now. Sunday, was it Sunday night's game?
Was that the one that lasted forever?
It lasted forever. Yeah. I mean, I really thought I'm not going to live through this game. Like, I couldn't breathe. I was so anxious. I was so nervous. I wanted it so bad. And then, you know, and then of course, and then I felt almost resigned when Monday, when it was like, it's going to game seven. I'm like, well, of course it is. I mean, there's no mm-hmm. way. But I, even last night when we were up 5-0 for most of the game, I can tell that my Aggie-ness, my Aggie football self kept coming out. Cause I told you, I kept thinking, it's this is it's on we're gonna lose, like something's gonna happen. Like I kept, and I laughed because a bunch of Aggie people I follow on Twitter were, they were like, I'm not watching the game because I feel like I'll make them lose, you know. And like at the end when there were like only three outs left, people were like, okay, I think I'm gonna turn it on. Like everybody's so I'm like, this is what's happened to us.
Uh-oh. Don't touch it, don't look at it, don't look at it directly.
Yeah. Don't mess with it. Don't
follow it on Twitter. That's all you can do. You can follow the game on Twitter. The end. Don't text anybody about it. Do not speak of it.
No, don't say anything. I laugh because John Lopez, who's a sports writer in Houston, he tweeted something like, I think in the eighth inning, in the bottom of the eighth, and he said, I can't believe that we may be about to witness history. And I mean, so many people shut him down. Mm-hmm. They were like, you shut your dirty mouth talking about do not speak of it. Like, do not.
Gosh, I know. It's a we've been conditioned to have some lower expectation, or some, well, we've been conditioned to not get our hopes too high is really what that is.
It hasn't done anything to affect our overall expectations. We just are expecting to have those expectations dashed and ground into the ground. Like grimy
heartache and pain must follow the expectations. Well, it was funny because seeing everybody's, because I went to bed last night. I watched a little bit of the game and then I was so sleepy and I was just like, I'm going to bed. So this morning when I woke up and I saw everybody's reactions on Twitter, it made me think about when the state women beat UConn back in the spring. And like that for me, that was probably one of my top five sports memories, favorite things ever, because those moments where you do maybe what's not impossible, but what nobody really thought in their heart of hearts you were going to do. It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. And I think that was it, is the Astros, they were not favored to win. Everybody, the Dodgers were the hot team. Everybody thought the Dodgers couldn't be beat. I mean, God bless us. I mean, I felt like they were going to pull like people out of the stands to pitch for them last night. You know, like we don't have a good middle reliever. I mean, the whole thing. And I was just, I don't know. I was just so thrilled to see it all work out. But I'm going to tell y'all a story that you are not even going to believe.
Okay, what?
You are going to believe it, but, and there's a whole lot to the story. Well, not really. I'm kind of overselling it now, but anyway, so the game ended, you know, so I'm watching the whole thing. I've let Caroline stay up to watch. Perry went to bed because he doesn't care.
Right.
I let Caroline stay up because I was like, when are you going to get to see the Astros win the World Series again? So we were sitting on the couch, we were watching it. So it ends. We watched the whole thing. We watched the trophy. We watched the MVP. We watched the whole deal. Of course, I'm giving her all my sports talk about, see how all these guys, like, people underestimated them, and then here they are. You know, I'm doing the whole thing. Don't ever let people tell you what you can achieve, blah, blah, blah.
So anyway. Hey, by the way, is something next to you moving?
I don't think so.
There's something scratchy going back and forth. Is it your arm?
I don't know.
Is it your arm? I'm hearing it now.
I'm not doing anything. Do you hear it now?
I don't hear it now.
Okay, well, I'm being very still.
So okay.
I'm sitting on the bed. I'm not.
Okay, maybe it may be that. Okay. It's, you've got such a fancy microphone. It's very sensitive. It's picking up all sorts of sound. I think it's maybe just you moving.
Okay, because it's plugged in. That's why.
Okay.
It's amazing
how that works.
Okay. When you turn it in. But turn it on, it picks up.
It picks up things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're giving your inspirational sports talk.
So we're watching the deal. And so it's kind of like at this point, you feel like most of it's ending. And about that time, my AT&T U-verse goes out.
No.
So it goes out. So normally it'll glitch, and then if you switch the channel and change back, it'll come back on. It didn't. But I was like, well, in the whole scheme of things, it's not really a big deal. Because I got to see all the stuff, and I don't really think there's anything else that was going to happen other than them just maybe interviewing a couple of players. Well, then all of a sudden, Gully, we've been texting back and forth the whole time. She texts me in all caps, this just keeps getting better.
I know.
I'm like, what? What just happened? Oh, I miss Correa proposing to his girlfriend.
Stop.
And I was like, what? And she was like, Correa just proposed to his girlfriend. And I'm like, that's like the best dadgum thing ever. AT&T. I was so mad. I was so mad I couldn't even tweet an angry tweet at them.
Oh.
But in typical Melanie Schenkel fashion, have I called AT&T today? No,
You have not. Well, no. I will tell you that, you know, we also, we have AT&T for our internet. And the other night, our speeds were off. I don't know, because we upgraded to some speed, and I think David ran a test, and then it wasn't working. And so he got on the phone with them, and it was a, I would say it was a prolonged conversation. It was, had a dramatic arc. There were highs, there were lows, there was conflict, there was, but all this resulted in, Hazel. I'm so sorry. She barks every time. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's okay. She just wants her voice to be heard.
She does. Anyway, so he, we ended up having to get a new modem yesterday. And so I thought about you because, you know, and apparently I should be able to, at this point, you know, have incredible upload. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to call them. Because, yeah, we're having a host of issues again, which we just got a new modem, like, I don't know, 2 months ago. But our U-verse went out. I was so annoyed. And so, but then Gully, being the good friend she was, she recorded the proposal off of her TV and texted it to me. So I was able to watch it. Now, and I mean, it was on the news and stuff too. But
Has it come back? Do you have it? Does your U-verse work now?
No, I think it's still out. But I just haven't. Okay. I know. But I think I have to go through this complicated thing of resetting the receivers and turning stuff on. Like, I think I know what I have to do, but it's a long, drawn-out process. And so I haven't really been home long enough today to mess with it. Okay. So, but I'm going to have to mess with it because the Aggies, our Aggie soccer team, is playing in the semifinals of the SEC soccer tournament tonight at 6.
Yes. And who are they playing?
They're playing Florida.
Okay.
So we've already beat Florida once this season.
Well, I am familiar with the resetting process, so if you need some, you know, just some support. I'm here for you. I'm happy to do what I can.
Mine usually just consists of I just unplug stuff and plug it back in till it works, and at some point I get the right.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. So anyway, so I got that to look forward to.
Okay, well, I'm excited for you Houston Astros, and I'm excited for the city of Houston. I think that's the neatest thing, the way that, you know, just a little bright spot in the middle of a whole lot of heartache. There was a picture I saw on Twitter earlier of a family, well, it was actually a couple in their living room that was completely stripped down to the studs, cement floor. They had a cooler as a coffee table, and they had a television set up, and it was right at the end of the game, you know, they were celebrating. And I was like, oh, gosh.
I know.
That's just real life.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's like, I just feel like they've been through so much, but I'm like, the team, I mean, and it's such a likable team, and they just are so gritty. And I'm like, it's like the people of Houston. They've been through so much, but they just kept coming back. You know, they just keep on going. So
and
I was glad
probably,
for a light.
Probably a good chance for us to mention, but we are going to be in Houston, the two of us.
We are. Yes.
On November the 30th.
Yes.
And
at Houston First Baptist.
Yes, and you'll have to at the Loop campus. Is that right?
Yeah, at the Loop campus, which is the one you know, that's the main one.
Okay, that's the one I've been to.
Yeah, that's the one you've been to. So it's on the Loop.
We'll be there, and it starts at 6:30, I think. It's a women's ministry gathering, and starts at 6:30. Tickets are just $5.
Yeah.
And then we'll be given proceeds from every book sold to Hurricane Harvey relief.
Yes, we will. Yeah. And we would love to see you there if you're anywhere nearby. So you can go to the Houston First Baptist website. And Sophie, I'm sure we'll put up a link in the show notes because she's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well,
she's very detail oriented.
I was going to say, don't say techie because I didn't have my microphone on for about 6 weeks.
No, not techie, but you do good show notes. So you're very thorough when it comes to that. So there's a link to the event. That will be in the show notes where you can register if you are interested in going.
We would love to see you there.
We would.
Okay. And I told you this morning, but I will say this whole World Series, watching Beth Moore, like be so excited for the Astros on Twitter really did because she's never been, you know, super into sports and has said before, like I think has almost felt puzzled at times by our deep interest in it. And so to see her in it was just fantastic. I mean, it was so great. And as I told you today, I have tried to think of ways that maybe I could ask her to be a Mississippi State fan because I feel like
God is on her side.
Yeah. I feel like it worked out well for her to really go all in with a team just right out the gate. You win a World Series. So
I would like to introduce her. There's nowhere to go but down. There's nowhere to go but down.
That's right. Mississippi State Bulldogs. We could use some help maybe. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm not opposed to trying it. I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just see. You never know. Just get her as a fan. Maybe send her a couple of t-shirts. See if that does it.
Okay. Now, I went back this past Monday. I went back to Soul Dance.
Do tell.
Okay. So I went back to Soul Dance. There was actually, I met somebody there who came with a couple of friends. She had heard about it on the podcast.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Hilarious.
And so it was a bigger class. There was a little bit of a Halloween theme. Like the music was kind of a Halloween theme. It was so fun. I had gone to Target and gotten me some yoga socks that have like grippies on the bottom.
Look at you. And, like a true soul dancer.
I was a true soul dancer. And so, but listen, let me tell you. So it was all, you know, relative. It was all upbeat, fun. But there was a point about three quarters of the way through. And if I could remember the song, I would tell you. But there was a point where it turned into a slow song.
Oh, no.
I didn't know.
Okay. Do you sway back and forth?
And then I started remembering like ballet from when I was little. And do you spin? What do you do? Like, do you like lift your arms and like go to second position? And I don't know what you do, but it felt like as much as I have over the course of my life, like to pretend that I was about to do some sort of lyrical inspirational.
Yes.
To perhaps one of Amy Grant's slower songs. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a moment where that came to life. I mean, it sort of all came to fruition at that point, and I got very tickled at myself.
Okay. Okay. I wish you could remember what song.
I know. I wish I could too. If anybody is listening who was there and remembers.
That is hilarious.
But it was very enjoyable. It's so stinking fun. It really is. Okay. Now my heel has hurt for 2 days because apparently I pulled it in some way. But I will not let that stop me from the dance. I will not. I will not be deterred.
I will not be deterred. Practicing. Nothing will keep me from dancing. It's like Fame. This could be like an episode of Fame.
I know. And mm-hmm. I need like a rhythm stick where I can like hit that thing against the ground.
Yes,
I'm fully committed to the dance. I'm all about it. So I was thinking, as I was signing up for next week, there's a place where you can request a song like that you would like for them to play.
Yes.
So I requested two.
What did you request?
I requested Selena Gomez's Sorry Not Sorry.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yes. And I requested Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes because, you know, that's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I think those are two solid choices.
Thank you. I'm curious to see if they are played or not. But we'll see. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would request. I'm sitting here. There was a time I would have requested Despacito, but I'm so tired of it now. But I feel like I could maybe think in the pure darkness, I could do a good salsa dance.
That's right. In the pure darkness is really key to this whole experience. Yes.
It's like singing in the shower. Like I can totally hit every note when I'm in the shower. And so I feel like in the dark, I could totally do all those moves. Mm-hmm. So I think I would tend towards maybe some Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Agreed. There was some Justin Timberlake the first week I went. And then, but this last time, because it was all like, it had kind of a Halloween theme. Like there was some super freak in there. Like there was some stuff that took me right on back to like the dances I went to in junior high. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it was delightful.
They play You Dropped a Bomb on Me?
No, they did not play that. But
doesn't that remind you of a junior high dance?
Oh,
though?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good one.
The first week I went, no, this time, I think they played Freak Out, the Le Chic. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That was a roller rink song, I feel like.
It was. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so still thumbs up or heels up, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Heels up. It was good.
Heels up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other. Yeah, I don't know. You would just have to dance, as the music comes. You just take it as it comes.
You just have to let the dance.
Feel that, yes, you have take to let control.
The dance, yes, take control. You have to follow the dance. You cannot demand it, yes.
Because the rhythm is going to get you.
Yes.
what I've heard.
Every single time, the rhythm is going to get you, in fact. Okay, now, there was something that I wanted to ask you about Okay, no, this is, there was something I wanted to tell you. Here's what it is. Oh. And I mentioned this in the last podcast, but I feel like the Gap pajama bottoms, I know that you have ministered to many people through your endorsement, your discovery, your endorsement, your enthusiasm about Rose Hipple. I think certainly that has been one of your ministry highlights of 2017. I think that...
Yes. I feel confident in that.
Yes. But I really feel like I cannot tell you how many people have talked to me about the Gap pajama leggings.
They are just the best. They are the best. I mean, and I feel like here's the thing. Here's the difference. The rose hip oil may not be for everyone.
Right.
But I feel like the Gap pajama leggings are indeed for everyone.
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, like, I don't know if this is what your experience is right now in San Antonio, but my experience here in Birmingham with my friends who listen to the podcast is that they are all so carried away with them. And I get pictures of them wearing their pajama leggings. Like, they have really, I feel like they're such a hit. They're such a smash. In terms of people and their enjoyment of them.
I agree. I think that they're so great. But I was going to say, too, on the rose hip oil, I'm going to tell you something I saw on Twitter. Guess who was talking about rose hip oil on Twitter and linked to an article about it?
Meghan Markle?
Rachel Zoe.
Oh, Rachel Zoe. Rachel Zoe.
Yep. Rachel Zoe, she said this miracle oil is a must-have. And I was like, so I followed the link because I thought, is it some new oil? Nope, it's rosehip oil. So
now, was it our kind? Was that our Teddy Organics kind?
No, she linked to like three different kinds. But, okay. But it's rosehip oil, right? Wouldn't it all be the same? I mean, oil is oil.
Yeah, oil is oil.
Hey, you looking for red tips?
I think that here's what I'm kind of discovering. So, now that it's getting a little bit cooler, I feel like my face is a little tighter in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am incorporating a little moisturizer into, like, I have been using a little moisturizer in the morning and then rose hip at night, or I've just been using a little bit more moisturizer just because I feel like I need the feeling of moisturizer to some degree when it's when my skin's a little tighter. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
It's kind of like mentholatum. It's like when my lips are chapped, I need to feel the mentholatum.
Okay. Yeah, you need a little bit more.
Not all the time, but every once in a while. Sorry, apparently David's getting home and Hazel is welcoming him.
She's very excited. She's very excited.
Several times lately, people have said to me, how's Hazel? And I've said, she's a train wreck. I mean, like, love her, but she is so anxious.
I know.
She's so anxious.
I know. I know. That's ours. That's our girls.
I don't know if there are any dog whisperers out there, but like I even asked the vet, I was like, hey, I feel like she lives with a level of anxiety that must not be fun for her. And she said, well, it's like, this is a conversation, by the way, the vet and I are having on the telephone because we have some issues. And she said, well, it's just like a human who experiences trauma when they're young. And it's like, all they know is panic. She said all she knows is panic, and because she's known it all her life, it's going to be hard to get her out of that. Training's probably not going to fix it. Like right now, for example, she's coming here. I'm going to have to get her chew toy for her because she's thrown it under the coffee table. Hold on.
Anyway. Well, and I think it's funny because I laughed because I had somebody tell me, they were like, oh my gosh, your dogs on Instagram are so cute. Like I would come dog sit for them anytime. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You would not want to come. If there's any place where I present just a bunch of lies, it's the way my dogs are depicted on Instagram. Because they come across.
That's right. So that's your personal throne of lies that you sit on.
It is. That is where I am a liar because I make them, they look so sweet. And they can be. They are so sweet.
Oh, Hazel's so sweet. She really can be so sweet. But
neurotic.
Mm-hmm, so neurotic. So how do they handle like something like Halloween where you have trick-or-treaters showing up? How do they handle that?
We, well, really... This year was, in the years past, I felt like we left them out in the backyard and they would just bark at people as they walked past. So, like, that's part of Mabel's, like, that's part of her recreation is just to, like, run along the fence line and bark. Uh-huh. This year it was rainy here. So we really only had maybe, like, I bet people only locked our door like 10 times. So it was really slow. Okay. And so we just kept them in the house and they were pretty calm. Like, they just, you know, I mean, we would wedge our bodies between them and the people. Yeah. But then Caroline came in and we had painted her face. We had done that face paint.
Yes, I saw that. Skull.
Mm-hmm. And she came in and they hadn't seen her before she left. And she came in from her party where she had gone. And I mean, they were sitting on the couch next to Perry and like ears back, like, and Perry was like, you need to talk. He was like, let them. And so she was like, Piper, Mabel. And then they realized it was her, but they did not like that at all.
Bless them.
No, they said they did not know what was happening. And I'm real concerned about them right now because I think there may be something living in our chimney. Because, you know, they have really good noses.
Yes.
And they keep going over to our chimney, like, super preoccupied with our chimney.
I don't feel good about that.
No, I don't either. But I don't want to explore it too much because I don't...
Better to be in denial than to live in reality.
Exactly. Better to just have a rat jump out in the middle of your living room one night than to think about it. So, because I'm like, I don't know what you do. I mean, you just wait till you put the first fire in the fireplace and hope you smoke it out. I don't know how you handle that situation.
Well, I ended up Halloween night. I stayed back here in the office with Hazel because it's like, it's not, she won't hurt anybody, but it's not the anxiety that she feels when the doorbell rings is.
Yeah. It's too much. Yeah.
So we stayed back here for a while. And then eventually I was like, is it safe for me to come out? You know, I mean, and then so I go and I just sat down out in the, by the kitchen with David and the doorbell rang again and she just lost her mind. So, you know, have to scoop her up and gather her up. She's just, God love her. She's sweet, but she's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like the best dogs are really sometimes the quirkiest dogs.
Okay, well, I'm gonna repeat that to myself.
The best dogs are the quirkiest dogs.
Yeah, maybe I need to have a sign made with that. Yeah. A pillow.
Yes. Yes, the best dog. That's what I tell myself.
Hey, y'all, it's Sophie. I'm by myself here in the middle of this episode because I want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about Casper mattresses. Casper mattresses provide all the support the human body needs in all the right places. After all, you spend a third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Casper mattresses combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. They have a breathable design that helps you to sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. It's designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. The prices are affordable because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to the consumer, and there are no hassle returns if you're not completely satisfied. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free Sleep On It trial. There's free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. So, start sleeping ahead of the curve with Casper. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/bigboo. And using the promo code BIGBOO at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's casper.com/BIGBOO and use the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for $50 toward any mattress purchase. Alrighty, we'll get back to episode 85. Okay, well, is anything else going on there?
I am going to tell you that I've had, this is a, on a shallow fashion-related note.
Oh, my favorite kinds of notes.
Yes, I've had what I'm going to use as a cautionary tale for myself about waiting for something to go on sale.
Okay.
So I have had my eye on these Sam Edelman boots at Nordstrom. They are called the Camellia.
Okay. The Camellia.
they have a heel. Listen, I have a lot of boots in my closet. I'm aware of that. But these have like a 3.5-inch heel. So I felt like they were going to be a good.
You only had a 3 and a 4-inch. You did not have a 3.5-inch. So it was necessary.
I did not have a 3.5. And these are suede. I don't have a pair of suede boots.
Okay.
I have suede booties, but as we know, I do not really love the booties.
I know. Hey, I'm fixing to look these up real quick because I need a visual aid as you tell me this cautionary tale.
Well, when you look them up, you're going to see what the tale is.
I see the phrase tall boot. Okay, let's see. I'm looking.
I'm in Camellia tall boot.
Okay, I can't find
it. I'm really afraid. I shouldn't give them any added publicity.
Okay.
So I put them on Fashion Friday like 2 weeks ago. In the meantime, I have been pretty faithful because they were $224. Mm-hmm. I did not feel like I could justify paying full price for them. So I was like, I'm going to wait because I was like, here's the good thing about Nordstrom. They're going to go on sale. Like if I just wait it out, they're going to go on sale. And it really hadn't even gotten cold here yet. So I'm like, great, I can wait it out. So I go with that. Well, I feel like I had been faithfully checking like almost every day. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed somebody left a comment on my Facebook post, like on my Big Mama page under that Fashion Friday that said those Sam Edelman boots are on sale now. This was yesterday morning. So I immediately click out of there. Well, I want them in the beige, which as you will see is no longer even showing up as an option online because they are completely sold out in every size.
So you're more obsessed with them now than you've ever been before.
I feel like if I don't have them, I'm going to be. So I'm going to tell you that I called Nordstrom yesterday I said, I'm looking for the Sam Edelman. Because here's the thing. Now that they're 40% off, they are at a price point that I feel like I could justify paying because I think I would love them and give them a good home.
I will say they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. And so, and Sam Edelman has a different boot that was last season's boot that is reminiscent of this one, but the heel is a darker wood, and whereas this heel is a lighter wood. So in the beige color, which is what I wanted, it all looked very seamless.
Listen, you've never been more like Martha Hudson than you were in this moment just now. It's a lighter wood. It was a lighter wood. Not like a lighty light wood, but just sort of a medium light wood.
Just a nice medium. Mm-hmm. It's a nice medium wood. So anyway, all that to say, but apparently the Sam Edelman Camellia boot was, I guess, only at Nordstrom because nobody else has them. Like if you Google Sam Edelman Camellia boot, they don't show up anywhere else. So it was a Nordstrom only boot. So anyway, I've got myself on a call list at Nordstrom that if somebody were to return them in an 8.5.
Again, the most Martha Hudson thing, part two. Can you call me if it comes in? Yes, I know, Sugar. Can you call me? Just call me if it comes in. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping that Cassie at Nordstrom will call me if they come in. And then this morning I got excited because I immediately checked the website. This is like my Moby Dick right here. So I immediately checked the website and there was a beige pair. And I was like, oh my gosh, like they had a pair that got returned because I told Perry because I have now roped him into this saga too. What I'm hoping is that the reviews talk about how the calf part of the boot is small.
Oh, well, then they're out for me, sister.
And tight. Oh. And so I feel like I'm hoping, not that I wish anybody any ill will, but I'm hoping maybe some people ordered them and they will learn that they did not work for them, particularly somebody with maybe large calves who's a size 8.5.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, if y'all would like to join me in prayer for this matter in Melanie's life, if you would just leave a comment and we will we'll start a Google Doc. Just keep that prayer request before us at all times. Mm-hmm. But I think, I think that you're onto something though with that, because I think this is no secret that I would, of course, have to return these boots had I bought them, because these calves have to have some room. So I would be lured by the suede and the pretty and the sale price, but my calves would not be able to find a home in this boot, it does not sound like.
That's kind of what I'm hoping is going to be the case for a lot of people, because I feel like especially if you buy them and even with a jean, because then you think of like most of the time you're going to want to tuck something into those. So you need room. And I do have like that where it works to my benefit that I have very skinny, shapeless calves. So I feel like they would work for me. So
it's like my whole thing. I have unusually high arches.
I have very shapeless skinny calves.
I don't think you have shapeless skinny calves, by the way.
Well, thank you. I do think you have high arches, but that's not a that's just
I think I definitely think you have calves just because by and large you have calves that will fit into any boot. She says longingly as somewhere whose calves do not fit into most boots, which is maybe perhaps part of the reason why I've embraced the booty like I have, because you know what doesn't have to happen with a booty? You don't have to get your calf in that thing.
You don't have to worry about the calf.
You don't have to wonder if you're going to need some sort of hydraulic equipment to get that boot off once you get it on. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Like the thing you mix cement with, if you're going to need to get that down into a boot and jiggle it off real good. So, well, let it be, Lord. That's what I say. Let it be, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to keep checking the website every day. I'm going to just see what happens. I feel like this has just happened to me recently with something else too. And I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something else that I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have waited on that. Oh, it's at Free People. It's called the Your Girl Tunic. Okay. And I keep waiting and all they have left. And like every time it comes back in stock, by the time I check, they're down to all they have left is an extra small.
Okay. It's the what tunic?
This one I really don't want to tell people about because I don't need y'all getting, no, that's fine. I will share, but I'm just going to tell you, unless you're an extra small, if you're a teeny tiny person, and part of me is tempted because, you know, sometimes Free People I feel like can run really big, but the reviews on this appear that this does not.
Okay.
It's called the You Girl Tunic. Hold on. If I pull up my Google, it will automatically populate it.
It will go to there. Mm-hmm.
It's the Free People Your Girl Tunic.
Okay.
But see, now it's not even, see, it's totally, it's not showing up at all. Well, maybe here it is. It came in black and white.
Okay.
Yeah, it's completely sold out now. Not even an extra, so even if you're an extra small, you're out of luck.
Okay, well, there are no beige boots right now on Nordstrom of the Sam Edelman Camellia. There's not a pair.
There's not even a pair. And there's another pair of Sam Edelman's, like I said, that are reminiscent. I'll tell you what they're called just in case somebody, because some people may like the darker heel, and that is good for you. I particularly liked the lighter heel.
Sure. Uh-huh. What's the other one?
It's the Silas slouch boot.
Okay.
I think is it.
The slouch boot sounds like something I might could get my calves in.
Yeah, it's a Silas. It's the same color, but it has a dark wood heel.
Okay.
They're calling it a golden caramel.
Okay. Well, I can only hope that this will work out.
I know. I feel better just telling you. I feel better getting it off my chest.
Are meant to be shared. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have to carry it alone.
If everybody could just be in prayer, and or if you happen to go into your local Nordstrom and see a pair in a size 8.5 and would like to ship them to me, I would be forever indebted.
Yeah.
Because apparently I could only let my store know. I asked about getting on like a national Nordstrom watch list, but apparently that doesn't exist.
No such thing exists. Is there a thing on the Nordstrom website where you can be alerted? I don't think I've ever seen it where you can be alerted when something comes back into stock.
No, they don't have that. They don't have that. And, you know, Nordstrom is tricky because I feel like they will have stuff that goes out of stock and then all of a sudden it'll come back in. But I feel like because they're on sale, that probably not.
Okay.
So anyway, it just is what it is. It wasn't meant to be.
It's heartbreaking. I'm so sorry.
It is. It's tough, but I'm probably going to get through.
Okay. So. Well, you know, I have a picture in my head, like a movie of you somehow getting into that database, finding out who all has bought this boot in an 8.5, and then texting them messages with things like, doesn't that boot feel tight on your calf? Is it uncomfortable? I've heard it's really uncomfortable because it's very, very slim in the calves.
Yeah, and you know, suede isn't going to give like leather will.
Were you hoping those will stretch? Because they're not going to stretch.
No, they don't stretch. They don't stretch. Maybe you'd prefer to have them in black instead of beige. So
just a thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just here to encourage you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just want to help you with all your fashion needs.
Mm-hmm. Have I told you about the Free People top that I kind of love right now, but I don't think it's long enough?
Oh, what is it?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a sweater, and then the sleeves are fabric, and they've got like one combination where the sweater part is pink and the sleeves are red, like a red print, all kind of bohemian prints, or like there's a brown with kind of a gray with a brown print on the sleeves. But I'm telling you, like I tried on a shirt today where it's like it's so cute, but I don't want anything like cutting across the middle of my stomach.
No.
And I feel like I was looking somewhere not too long ago, and I thought, okay, I have some notes and messages for fashion designers of America for women who are in their 40s or 50s or maybe even their 30s, or really anybody who has maybe exceeded a size 4. Here's what we don't want. We don't want a peplum. We don't want your peplum. We're not interested in your peplum, especially not a peplum on a shorter shirt. All that does is say, like, I'm gonna put one more layer on top of this layer underneath.
Yes.
Like, this is not flattering at all.
Yep.
I don't want your peplum.
Agree.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't want holes in my sweaters. I want my sweaters to be warm. So don't cut up my sweaters and put holes in something that is designed to keep me warm, please.
I agree. Also,
another thing I don't want that I saw in Nordstrom Rack last week, I don't need any kind of tutu material at the bottom of my shirt. I don't need something sticking out like, are we dressing a bunch of clowns? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, what are we after here, people? Like, we got everything's either ripped up or it's got some layer or all the, I don't know. But the peplums are really about to do me in. And all the things that lace up. I don't want anything that laces up any more than I want a cold shoulder. Like, shut it down.
Let's just
make some longer tops again.
Yeah, I feel like I've started looking, and if a top description, if it's less than 28 inches,
yes,
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that top. Because
same.
I feel like Anthro is the worst offender of this, that they put stuff online that looks much longer than it is, which I don't know how they do that, because you know those models are like 5'11".
I know.
And then I get it, and I'm like, well, this is a crop top on me, and so that isn't going to happen. I don't want to wear something that hits at my waist. I want something that is long.
I really want something that's 29 inches, and I will even go to 31. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want a short top. I don't want something that I have to pull. And so I tried on the cutest top today, but it hit just like right smack dab in the middle of my stomach. And I'm just going to pull on it all the time to try to get it down below my stomach. And that's no fun.
No, nobody wants to do that. I know. That's why I like the U-Girl tunic that is now currently sold out at Free People, because it is 30 inches long.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it's 30 inches long. And so in my mind, I'm like, that's the perfect, and I want it in black. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's the perfect thing to put on with a pair of black leggings and, hypothetically, a pair of caramel-colored suede boots with a light wood heel.
I'm looking up the U-Girl tunic right now. Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, no, that's the bad girl tunic. That's a whole different thing. Hold on.
What the bad girl tunic is?
It's a Free People too. It's okay. I will say, I have one tunic shirt from Free People that is so long that I am very aware. Oh, it's cute.
Isn't it cute? It's
just
simple. Yeah,
it's, I think it's real cute. That looks just like you. But notice she's wearing it as a dress.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, I would naturally wear it as a dress, too. I'm just saying. I mean, what on earth? 30 inches. I'm like. Yeah. But see how even on her, it looks like it's long enough. But you're like, you know, she's 5'10", and they're saying that thing's 30 inches, and it doesn't look too short to be a dress on her.
Right.
But you know that it is.
Well, I think it's cute as can be.
I think it's real cute. It just looks like the kind of thing that I would love to own, but it is sold out.
It
and
would
it's
be
top
cute.
Rated. Do you see it's top rated?
I do see that. It's very popular. I feel like maybe that'll come back. Something similar to that will come back around.
Yeah, I think Free People, I think I have a better shot with the U-Girl tunic than I probably have with the Sam Edelman boots. I'm going to keep checking, but I just don't know that I feel good about it.
This also looks like you on Free People. It's the one interlocking tunic.
Oh, I'm going to have to go
it's
look.
It's got some tricky little ties at the bottom that might get on your nerves, but I think it's cute. Like
I feel like this is like our podcast of old. We'd be like, I'm on page 170 of InStyle magazine.
I'm on the interlocking tunic. It comes in gray and red and dark gray and pink. I think I like the pink a lot.
Mm-hmm. I had been off Free People for a while, but lately I've seen a couple of things that have kind of captured my interest a little bit.
They piqued your interest?
Oh, yeah, I see this interlocking tunic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is also top-rated.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing I feel like I have to watch with some of this Free People stuff, and this interlocking tunic looks like it could be guilty of it, mm-hmm. is sometimes I feel like the neck of their stuff gets a little too wide.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where, like, then you end up having to wear, like, a tank under it, or you've got to figure out a bra situation, and then I'm like, well, then that defeats the purpose of, like, a good, comfortable throw-on tunic.
Hey, I've got another one for you, and then I'm really going to stop. It's just because I'm okay. On the website. It's the Free So Fresh tea.
Oh, what is that?
We the Free So Fresh.
I'm looking that up right now. This is... People, there's...
Enjoy, everyone.
Yes, as we look. Feel free to join us on Free People.
FreePeople.com.
Oh, look at that. Because it's cute? Not a tea. Oh, that's real cute.
Thank you.
That is really cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it's got kind of some little tricky bell sleeves.
Mm-hmm, it's cute.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That would also be cute with some leggings, although it does not come in black.
No, it does not come in black.
I will tell you, this past Saturday morning, I woke up and I had some errands I needed to run. I needed to go to the grocery store. I was just had several things I needed to do, and it was real cool outside. And I put on a pair of just like workout leggings with a mm-hmm. long sweatshirt and some tennis shoes, and it was the happiest I have been in months. I was like, this is living right here. I don't know, like whatever. Whatever this weather is, like this weather and this particular set of clothes, this is life. This is all I need right here.
It's so much. I know. I felt like we got just a glimpse of that, and now it's back. I mean, I walked outside this morning, and it was like, it's like drizzly and humid mm-hmm. and warm, and it's supposed to be for like the next at least 7 days here.
Oh gosh, that means it's coming here.
Mm-hmm. It's real depressing. So we had a glimpse. It was like we had a glimpse of fall, and now it's back to just hot.
Well, it was fun while it lasted, and I certainly enjoyed it this past mm-hmm. Saturday.
Because it is the best clothes.
It is the best clothes. So what do y'all have going on this weekend? Do y'all have soccer?
Of course, we have soccer. We mm-hmm. have, tomorrow night's the last home football game. So we're going to go to the last home football game.
Same for us until playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think that we have a chance of making it to playoffs. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think that we do. And then I'm trying to think. And then Saturday morning we have soccer, but it's here in town. So we have soccer here in town at 11. So that's kind of nice because we're going to do soccer. And then I think Perry is probably for sure going to go hunting. Caroline may go hunting after soccer on Saturday.
Okay. That sounds fun.
The Aggies play at 11. We play Auburn.
State plays at 11, too. We play UMass, which is...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We played them last year up there, and so now they're coming to us. So
okay. That's like us. Like, we're playing New Mexico State, I think, in like 2 weeks or mm-hmm. something like that. So, but anyway, I'll be at soccer, so I won't be watching the Aggie-Auburn game until later on, if it's worth watching. And, and that's it. And then Sunday we'll have church, and then the end.
And then start all over again.
Yeah, I know. What about y'all?
We have our last home football game, like our last regular season football game tomorrow night. And then Saturday, I'm going to a church in Corinth, Mississippi. It's from 11 to 2. And so I'm going there, and then I will come back here, and then we will just, I don't know, we'll be the same. We'll just be church on Sunday, and hopefully at some point I'll be on the guest room bed with the remote control and some sort of DVR mm-hmm. television programming.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it hard to believe? I mean, can you believe we're in November?
No, it's been the fastest year of my life, and I can't figure out. Maybe too, it's just in contrast to the misery of 2016.
Yes,
this
yes.
one has not felt like it's plodded along quite so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so fast. And I was kind of oddly tempted yesterday to get out Christmas decorations.
Oh.
I know. But I was just kind of like, because here's the thing, and I mentioned this to you earlier. I don't like seasonal decorating. Like, I mean, I appreciate it when other people do it. I'm not opposed to it. It's not, I don't have, I'm not going to fight against it. I'm just not good at it. And I don't understand how to decorate outside. I don't know how to create a welcoming environment in on the deck. Like I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna set up some chairs. Yeah. I don't know how to do all that. And so I'm not good at like transitioning out, and this is my fall decor. And, and then I've got some stuff for spring, and I don't, my mama was the queen of that. Like have mercy. She had dishes for different seasons. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I don't. And so I think because I do like to decorate for Christmas, I'm just like, well, let's just go ahead and do that. Like, it's my one shot for the year. I'm not gonna, because we'll be so tired of it. You know, I'm gonna wait a couple of weeks, but I have a feeling that it's gonna be up before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's good. I think embrace it. And I know. Why not?
Last year, I had a hard time, I feel like, putting my Christmas stuff up. I just couldn't quite, you know, it was first Christmas without Mama, and I just kept putting it off because she'd love to come here and decorate for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so, but this year I feel like I would like to enjoy it a little more. And so, I'm off that week of Thanksgiving. And so that's usually a good time to try to get all that stuff out and to put it up and all that stuff. So,
We shall see. Well, I think that'll be good. I know. I don't know when ours will probably be, you know, we're going to drive to Dallas Thanksgiving Day because we play in a tournament, in a soccer tournament.
I did not know that.
Yes. So we'll be here. So, I mean, we're off that whole week. So we'll have days leading up to Thanksgiving that are relaxing and we don't have anything. But then we have to, I mean, the games won't start till Friday morning, but we could have a game as early as 8 a.m. Friday morning, which means we have to be in Dallas by Thursday.
You got
to
get there.
Yep. So, which is fine in the whole scheme of things. So, and then that'll really be our last club soccer thing because then school soccer starts.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah. So we'll just keep on going. So, I'm sure usually as soon as Thanksgiving's over. So like probably that next weekend, I would bet we'll get our stuff up.
It's just about that time.
I know. It's hard to believe. I just really can't believe how fast this year has gone by. Like when it dawned on me yesterday, I mean, of course I knew it was November because it was Halloween and all that, but I was like, how is it November?
I know. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all, but if it would just bring some cold weather with it, I would be even more delighted than I am already to see it.
Yeah, that's the key. Perry keeps telling me that the Farmer's Almanac says that we're supposed to have a colder, wetter winter, but so far I have not seen evidence of that.
Well, I'm going to believe in Perry Schenkel. I'm going to believe in the Sam Edelman camellia boot. And that it's
thank you.
Mm-hmm, I'm going to believe that it's going to come back around for you.
Yeah, if we could just pray for all that. You know what I think it is, too, about the hot weather? And y'all were probably like this, too, because we're both in the South. Is last year was such a mild winter that I just feel like it's been hot as long as I can remember.
Yep, that's accurate.
Like, you know, it's just I feel like I can't remember a time. And you know, I love a good sweater, and I was trying to organize my closet last weekend, and I was like, I have to do like a cream color sweater intervention with myself because I have like six cream. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I really like the idea of a cream colored sweater.
Well, it's just so cozy. Mm-hmm.
It's so cozy, and it would look so good with those boots. But I was like, you know, I have a long one. I have a short one. I have a thicker cable knit one. I have another one. I was like, I don't need any more. I was like, considering where I live, I don't need to buy one more sweater ever. Again,
you've got plenty to go the duration.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm done with sweaters.
Well, I wore one today just out of pure optimism, and I'm burning up right now. Yeah. So we're going to several of Alex's friends actually. The eighth grade girls have their first basketball game tonight, but two of the girls whose parents are in our small group, they've got their first game tonight. So we're going to that, and I'm like I have got to get on something that's a little less. Warm before I go to the gym.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to be nothing worse than a hot gym and a hot sweat. That makes me feel kind of claustrophobic just thinking about it.
All right. Well, this was delightful to hear about your boots and your Astros.
Yeah. So if the boots could just come through for me like the Astros did, then all would be good.
How about bringing it on back around for us one time?
Look at that. Full circle.
About it. That's why they pay us the big bucks to do this.
Exactly right.
That's
exactly right.
That's it. Okay. All right. Have a good. I don't know when this is going to go up. Maybe tonight, if I'm super productive when I get back from the basketball game, It may be Monday. Nobody is going to care if I put it up on a Saturday. But
no,
whenever you hear this, we hope you have a delightful week,
whatever,
or weekend, yeah, or whatever is ahead of
next
you at
the
couple
time. Couple of days, mm-hmm, whatever days happen to be in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with you. Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.